Hey, what's up? It's Elfrida's coming up today, hot off the wire. Tyrese says he is not gay, and Nick and Mariah in a custody dispute. It's getting ugly. I got the scoop on these stories plus more coming up right here on your favorite station. Hey, it's Frida's. Here's your hot off the wire. Tyrese is batting down those gay rumors. Wild and Out star Spanky started saying that Tyrese performed a gay act to get roles. Now, Tyrese claims that John Singleton wanted Tupac to be in Baby Boy, but when Pac died, Tyrese was the only one in mind. Sources say Nicki Minaj and Safari broke up because he is crazy jealous of her success and doesn't want to be in the background anymore. They say he hates his own girl so much, hates honor so much, that he didn't show up to one of her shows and she had to scramble for a hype man. Kris Jenner says 17-year-old Kylie is not dating Tyga. She says the two are just part of the same group of friends. Well, that group of friends is too old for her, honey, okay? Yesterday was Kim Kardashian's birthday, and it was also Amber Rose's birthday. Kanye clearly has a type, but I digress. Wiz wished Amber happy birthday on Twitter, and she wrote back, "Thanks, sweetheart. Hashtag still love you no matter what." Aw. Meanwhile, Mariah and Nick Cannon are in a dirty, ugly custody dispute over their 8 dogs. Are you kidding me? Hey, the other day, DJ Khaled posted pictures of himself in a hospital bed with no explanation. However, he did promise to take a vacation and says he's already booked his travel. That makes twice in 1 year, folks. Last November, he was hospitalized for dehydration. T.I., whose new album Paperwork came out yesterday, finally squashed his beef with Brit this morning.
Yeah, can we be friends now?
Yeah, absolutely. We were friends then. You know?
There you go.
That's how you know we're on a personal level.
Soul Train Awards may be going a little younger. Breezy, Jeremih, and Jodeci are just some of the performers at this year's award show. Wendy Williams is going to host the show, and it airs at the end of November. J-Lo is in the final stages of making a deal to perform in Vegas at $350,000 per show. She's making more than Britney Spears. Britney makes a lame $310,000 a show. I say lame. But Britney's going to make more than her ultimately because Brit is doing 96 shows while J-Lo may only do 72. Sorry, but J-Lo's still winning. Lords has some heavy hitters on her newest CD, which just happens to be the soundtrack for my favorite and latest edition of The Hunger Games. Well, I haven't seen it, but I'm just saying I love the books. And it features Kanye West, Pusha T, Q-Tip, Miguel, Grace Jones. That is big. And this might be the beginning of the end for Chief Keef. He was just dropped from Interscope, but he still has a new album coming out December 25th. Tonight on The Tube, brand new episodes of Hollywood Divas is on TV One. I'm Alfreda's, that's hot off the wire. If you want more stuff, go to therestofourmorningshow.com. Of course, you can hit me up via Twitter @FridasFlix. Hit the show up on IG and Twitter @RussParshow. Bye.